KVLX Mobile, monitoring.
KP4, CPA Mobile.
Next Mobile.
KVLX, KP4, CPA, good afternoon. Name is David.
Yeah, we don't talk often enough. Name here is Mike. I was in here the other day. Yesterday, I guess. I didn't realize just how bad my antenna was messed up from trying to drive in the garage with it still up.
Is it too tall for your garage?
Well, it's a tri-band. It's a tri-band on a trunk mount, except this SUV doesn't have a trunk when I moved from the car, so it's on one of the doors. So yeah, it's up kind of high, but it folds over. But the trick is to fold it over before you try to go in the garage.
Good idea. I've done that. I've got a mag mount I use on my wife's car, and it's the same antenna as this one. It's it just has a mag mount on it, and there's no clearance. So the SUV doesn't have much clearance. That antenna ain't got a prayer.
It's fine if I were just to cut a slot for the antenna, because I've got plenty of room when it goes to the roof, just the door. I just pulled it over. It's no big deal. Just that it's got a strong enough spring on it that it won't. It'll fold, but where it bends.
When I lived in Charleston, I had a 7-foot long antenna. It was a Hustler 2-meter. It was they called it a collinear. It was a quarter wave over a five-eighths wave over a quarter wave. The lead was in the middle, and it had a ball adjustment on it, so you could fold it down if you were going in a parking garage or something, and I could let it lay on top of the car, and it was still screwed in to the ball. And most of the time I remembered I had it on there.
That was a pretty good antenna, especially for mobile. Never had one. I knew some guys that did. My first mobile antenna was a Larson Cool Rod. Well, that was a 5/8 width for 2 meters. That was a nice antenna. Wish I'd never thrown it away.
Hey, antenna? God. I still have that antenna. It's sitting in the garage. If somebody wants it, I'd give it to them. As far as I know, it still works. I just don't have any need for it. Something that tall down in Charleston, the repeaters were a little more spread out, and they weren't as high up as the ones here. And it's a little hard to hit them. But I was in Walterboro one day. I had to use the bus broke down. I had to use the auto patch in Charleston to call the church, and I could hit the repeater from my car in Walterboro.
Yeah, I moved here from the New Orleans area, so I know the same situation. The repeaters on top of the tall buildings were the best ones.
You get because that or a water tower or something, because they just ain't no hills down there. Oh, me. As a matter of fact, while we lived down there, they raised Lockwood Boulevard 3 feet. They kept putting down layers of asphalt, and I'll never forget driving by that wall of asphalt. they were laying it down, and because Lockwood would flood down after you cross the Ashley River Bridge and curved around to the right, went by the dock there. But anyway, and once you get on down there, it curved around to the left, and right in that area there at high tide, we had a unusual high tide and some rain that you could see the waves going over the road.
CLX variety. Back in the early 90s when I was in New Orleans, had a company car. It was one of those old Ford Tauruses. The bottom's kind of covered. I had to go see a plant down at the end of the Mississippi River down in Venice. And I let my radio drop so I don't time out the radio. And tide was high and coming in, rained a lot, water, ducks were swimming across the, around the road in front of me, and when a truck went the other way, my car lifted up. I called the customer and said, I'm not coming.
I don't blame you. Well, we went down there the day after Hugo hit, and it was this humongous sailboat. Laying in the middle of Lockwood Boulevard. We took a picture of it. In fact, we've got it on video. See, that was 1989. I think it was November. When was that? Sometime late 89 is when Hugo hit. And, that was a funny sight to see that huge sailboat sitting, laying there in the middle of the road.
After Katrina, I still have photos of all the boats. The best one was the house in the middle of I-10 between the north and south lanes.
Completely underwater.
And the river, the Lake Pontchartrain came over and submerged the first mile or two on the north shore. And boats, some houses, all sorts of stuff, just piled up.
Strange sight to see. I remember we started filming in Columbia, and, Columbia was a mess, too. You know, that thing, it turned and went due north at Columbia. If it had followed the same track, it came up 26. And then in Columbia, it went due north, and they tracked that thing to the Canadian border, and it tore up Charlotte. If it hadn't turned, it would have come through Greenville, and it would have torn Greenville up. So we were very fortunate that it turned.
The house wasn't flooded, but, you know, little damaged trees and whatnot come down. Driving for the first time up, though, I had to go through a little two-lane road up to the subdivision, and it was like driving through a, up in the mountains when Colorado, they plow the roads and the snow's up higher in the car, except this was wood stacked up from trees being cut.
I guess it was kind of like that in Charleston. We went down the first 2 days. We took a compressor down for a power supply for a friend of ours. She ran the catering business, and she was going to lose all her stuff in the freezer and in the fridge, so took her generator, that's what I was trying to think of, and then we took them water the next day, and you couldn't get any money, cash, because the ATMs didn't work, the banks were closed, it was a mess. I can imagine, Katrina, that was just horrendous.
Yeah, having to go to the Walgreens and IDs being checked by the National Guard with their M16s at the door.
It's a warm, fuzzy feeling inside, doesn't it?
My feeling was having no electricity in the house with us and another family. Part of the family. But two families in our house, no electricity. We had water, but they said don't drink it. No phone. No cell phone. Where they were. And dark as night and helicopter gunships patrolling. Man, that was fun.
Tell people to that they have a curfew after Katrina.
Yeah, up in our parish they did. And we were allowed back in. They had a curfew. It was fun for 2-3 weeks getting ice and MREs from the National Guard.
Can't even imagine. Well, I'm sitting in the garage, so I'm going to bail on you and get to talk with you and talk to you again soon. And you have a good evening. Enjoy all this rest of this windy day. I just finished playing tennis. It was interesting, to say the least. Anyway, I'll stick around for your final. 73's KB4CVA.
KB4CVA N6CLX. Talk to you later, David. Yeah, I'm sitting here in the driveway. I'm going to get out and lower the antenna. N6CLX. I'm clear.
K9OH on 6-1.